Hi, everyone. Welcome to Encouraging Words for School Counselors, a brand new podcast for school counselors from school counselors. I'm Matt Fleck, a former high school counselor and director of a nonprofit called Inspire Success. You'll get to know us a bit better over the weeks ahead. But today, we hear from former Georgia school counselor Dawn Mann. Dawn, up until a few weeks ago, was the school counseling specialist at the Georgia Department of Education. And when the pandemic hit and forced us all to go home to work, she, like most of us, had to figure out new ways of coping with COVID. Here's Dawn.
When we were first sent home, I was in a group that was fortunate, blessed enough to have most of my work on my laptop, right? My laptop and my cell phone. And so anyone who's in education, you understand that we move a lot, you know, because every email, I always say, every email is a task. And so if you're in the school building, it doesn't matter if a teacher emails you or an administrator or a parent, you are always getting up from your seat to go have a conversation with someone about whatever this email is. So every email is a task. So what are we all doing? Sitting. And then I'm sitting and eating those Simply White Cheetos or cheese puffs. I'm sitting with a bag beside me and I'm sitting. And then eventually, probably within that first week, I start to notice I don't feel so great. I don't feel great physically. I don't feel great mentally. And I'm not as focused.
Being confined to the kitchen table, Dawn told us that not only was she not moving around as much, she was going just a little stir crazy.
You know, what do I do? And so I kind of started thinking and I said, the first thing is I'm at this desk or this table every single day. And that's where I'm spending all of my time.
Dawn told us that she started thinking of what she could do about the situation and decided she'd try to get her family involved in some activities to break the monotony.
Oldest daughter, hey, you want to go walking with me? No. Youngest daughter, hey, you want to go walking with me? Yeah, no. Husband, hey, you want to go walking with me? Not right now. So I did that probably for about 3 or 4 days, right? And then I said, you know what? Forget them. I have to get out of this house and away from this living room tape. Yes. And so I started going walking on my own. And then I have a couple of friends who live maybe 5 minutes away. And I was talking to them and they said, well, you know, we can walk in the evenings. And yeah. So we would just take our little group and social distance across the street, right? You know, and we started walking. So we had our own little walking squad and the kids were active and everybody went. That helped me put away the Simply White Cheeto puffs. It helped with my mental wellness because I knew at 6 o'clock or 6:30 or 7, not only would I leave my house, I would leave and have some exercise. And then during the exercise, I could socialize. That's what got me through those first few months. But the good news is I did not buy any more Simply White Cheddar cheese puffs.
We've all had to figure out strategies of coping with COVID, haven't we? And we're still in that work. And like Dawn, food was my go-to strategy for the first couple of weeks and months, but I had to find other ones that were a little bit more healthy. What was yours? And what has been effective for you in coping with COVID now? We'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas at info@inspiresuccess.org. Have a great week. Thanks for listening and join us next time for more encouraging words for school counselors.